Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Yevamos 117. Today's daf yomi, we go to Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, and our Mishnah explains that even though the sages believed certain women and people who are otherwise disqualified as witnesses to testify to a woman that her husband has died, however, there are some women that have a presumptive status that they hate each other, and so therefore we have to be concerned that out of their hatred they'll come and testify falsely that their husband has died in order to mess up the woman, because then as a result she'll marry somebody else, and then she'll be prohibited to return to her husband when he does come home, and also her children will be mamzerim. So we don't believe these other women. Who are these women? So says our Mishnah, kol ne'aman in la'ida, every woman is believed for this testimony, chutz mechamosa, with the exception of a woman's mother-in-law. So Ubas Chamosa, and the daughter of her mother-in-law, Vitzarasa, and her co-wife, Viyavimta, and that is the wife of her husband's brother, because she's worried that maybe her husband will die and then this woman will end up marrying her husband as well, and they'll be co-wives. Ubas Bawa, and the daughter of her husband who was born from somebody else, from a different man. So the Gemara questions our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah we learned that there are five women who are not believed. So says the Gemara, v'hanan tanan chutz misheva nashim, but we have a different Mishnah that states that with the exception of seven women, we have a version that states with the exception of seven women that we're going to believe. Or the different version of this, it says Brisa v'hanan tanya, that we have a Brisa v'hatanya with the exception of seven women. So the Gemara explains, no, that version is hahi, this Brisa, who have seven women, that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. He, that there are seven women who are not believed, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanah, Rabbi Yehuda Mosef, because we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda adds on two women that are not listed in our Mishnah, who are also believed, who are also not believed, to say that their husband, that this woman's husband has died. Who are these two women? Ashes Av Vahakawa, the wife of her father, and the bride, meaning to say that they are also the wife of the father and also the bride, the daughter-in-law, that they are also going to be believed to despise the wife, and so therefore there's a concern that they're going to lie. So the Gemara explains, Amrullah, the sages said, we also believe that these women are not believed. Nevertheless, we didn't need to list them. Why? Because they're included in all the women that are mentioned. Eshesav, the wife of the father, Harehi Bechal Basabal, that she is included in the category of the daughter of the husband. That just like the daughter of the husband is not believed to testify, so too the wife of the father is not believed to testify. And so these two people are not believed. And also Kala Harehi Bechal Chamosa, just like her daughter-in-law is not believed, so it's just like the mother-in-law is not believed. And so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Bishlama, Rabbi Yehuda would say, I'll tell you why I listed both of these extra women. I understand, it makes sense for Rabbi Yehuda to say, Bishlama Chamosa Sanyu Alakawa. We have an explanation to say why the mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law, De Amra Ka'acho Lagir Sani, because he says that the mother-in-law will say that she's eating all my hard work. Elakawa, my time as Sanyo Chamosa. Why does the daughter-in-law hate her mother-in-law? There's no, why does she hate her? The mother-in-law is not quote unquote consuming all the hard work of the daughter-in-law, and so therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that we might have thought that they're not included, and Rabbi Yehuda explains. And so the Gemara says that, and also Ashes Av is also, you might not think, is included in the daughter of the husband, because David Bishlam Abbas Abal, I understand why we say that the daughter of the husband, the Sanyo Ashes Av, I understand why she hates the wife of her father, the Amraka Alcho Gersani, the aim. She's getting all the stuff that would otherwise go to my mother, El Ashes Av, my Tama Sanyo Abbas Abal, but the wife of the father, why does she hate the daughter of the husband? So, Elamai Mosif Tarti. So, if that's the case, that the daughter-in-law has no reason to hate the mother-in-law, and the wife of the father has no reason to hate her husband's, the woman who's married to basically her her husband's son. So why does Rabbi Yehuda add on these two words? Where it says, Alkawa my time asanula chamo. So why does the daughter-in-law hate her mother-in-law? The Megal of Na called the Avda. Because the mother-in-law tells her son, the daughter-in-law's husband, everything that the daughter-in-law is doing wrong. And Eishes Av Nami Sanyula Basapal, also the wife of the father, hates the daughter of her husband. Why does she hate the daughter of her husband? The Megal Avia called the Avda, because she also tells her father everything that her stepmother is doing wrong. And the Rabbanan, who say that we don't need to include these two categories in the Mishnah, they say something very profound. They say, Kamayim haponim waponim king lev ha'adam wa'adam. Basically, just like water, you see your reflection, so too a person sees the reflection in another person. It means, say, if you despise someone, then they're going to despise you. Therefore, since both of these cases are really flip sides of the same mirror, you don't have to say it twice, that it's listed there already. We see from here a very powerful idea that if you're going to hate someone, then the other person's going to despise you. The feelings you have towards somebody else, they're going to be back to you. And so the quickest way to get somebody to like you is for you to like them yourself.